Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Angel Answers. Oh, there's music playing. Okay, sorry about that. I played a song of Dave Cause, Love Changes Everything, to start off the show, but I thought it was for people that listen in, you know, while they're on hold, they listen to that, not while I'm talking. So my apologies. good evening, everyone. This is Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Mary Hernandez, and I'm accompanied tonight by Liz Sister and also DC Love. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Doing great, Mary. It's wonderful to be here.
Yes, it is.
Nice to be back.
The original trio are back tonight. The trio
being
to answer. We have grown, and it's so amazing to have some other mediums and psychics as well, and healers and angel intuitives. I mean, it's just, this show has been amazing. So I'm going to introduce myself, and I'm going to introduce the ladies that are not here tonight. So I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a trance healer, a numerologist, and a tarot and oracle card reader. I receive channeled messages from past on loved ones and your guides. You can book a reading with me at www.theangelwithin.com or email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And then my business name is theangelwithin.com. And then I'm going to introduce Catherine Peoples. She's a medium, a spiritual shamanic life coach and Reiki practitioner. And Jan Drake Bakke is a psychic medium, poet, animal totem channeler, psychic detective, and loves offering predictions. So you can email Jan at jandrakebakke@gmail.com. And Bakke is spelled B-A-K-K-E. And Peg Jones, who is not here this evening as well, is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks. She's also a channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and a card reader, and also uses light language to share as a healing modality as well. Peg is also an author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, which can be found on Amazon. You can find everyone on the Sacred Embers website at www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com. And DC or Liz, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'll go ahead. All right. This is Liz Sister. I'm an intuitive and a spiritual guiding light. I own River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I'm a Reiki healer, a sound healer, a teacher of meditation and other spiritual and metaphysical things. I just enjoy all things in that genre of life. So I teach classes. I do a lot of meditations, card readings. I do fire cupping, Reiki, all kinds of stuff. I've even created my own card deck that I have available. And every Tuesday evening, you can catch me on my Facebook page. I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can find that at RiverMaven77 on Facebook. And then, well, almost every Wednesday, I'm here with these ladies. So, and I'll pass it over to you, DC.
Thank you so much, Liz. Hi, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I'm published in some of their books. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, an animal communicator, an ordained minister. And there are a few other things. But the really cool thing is how I achieved the education that I have to be here and to help others. At night, I would attend schools of higher learning, but in my case, it was a little different than you may think. I would travel to heaven, and I've been there several times, and that's where I acquired a lot of the knowledge that I've gained to help myself and then others. And they say if you snooze, you lose. Well, in my case, that was not true, because every time I slept, I gained more and more knowledge. And I'm able to channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Yeah, Joan Rivers. I connected with her while she was in a coma. I was walking by the TV, and she began to talk to me. I looked around the room. There was nobody there but me. So I gave her a little answer, and she didn't like it. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. And the really cool thing about Joan is she's left this door open, and those in her current space seem to walk through it continually. And in doing so, it gives me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And it really helps me to relate and work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Liz, I do have a couple messages that I'd like to share, but before doing that, I was wondering, do you have one of your beautiful bowls for this evening?
Of course I do. So I have my Tree of Life Tibetan bowl, and this is a good all-over bowl for us. I call it the body bowl. So why don't we go ahead and take a nice big deep breath in through our nose. Make sure you really fill up your chest and your diaphragm full of air, and then let it out nice and slow through your mouth like you're breathing through a straw, so there's no air left in your body. And once you exhale as far as you can, go ahead and take another one of those deep filling breaths in, all the way till you can't breathe any longer, and let it out. And one more as you bring your awareness right to the center of your heart.
Wow. That was amazing. Really amazing, Liz.
Wow, thank you.
Beautiful.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well, I do have a couple little messages that I'd like to share. And the first is a message, you know, that I'm sharing with everyone, but it was channeled for Jan Drake Bakke. To our own psychic medium, poet, and psychic detective, Jan Drake Bakke, you heal the world with your divine poetry and your lyrics of love. Your messages are intuitively guided from heaven above. Your wild style started early on with aerobics and dance. For humanity, you've taken your stance. You've continued to roll right along into our hearts with your psychic and animal totem readings, poetry, and unconditional love, helping humanity from earth and above. You've tirelessly worked on missing persons cases, posted positive messages, and now joined our Earthly Angel Answers team, adding much more love from the spiritual high beam above. Jan, you are a positive example for others to see. No one could even disagree. Using all your clairs, your crystals, your prayers that you add, guides and family who have passed, your readings are unsurpassed. We love our show, girl. Jan, you keep us in the heartfelt flow, sweet angel girl. So that was for our beautiful Jan, Drake Bakke. We love you, Jan. And I
we
do have a
you,
small
Jan.
Little message. Yes, we love you, Jan. Blessings, beloved ones. You are entering a time of happiness and fulfillment. Please do not push ahead. Instead, go with the flow. Connect with the universe and know that you are protected as you move along your path. A bountiful harvest awaits you, as well as enlightenment. Prepare for the transformation that will bring renewal and regeneration. Old patterns that no longer serve you will be replaced as you expand your horizons and recreate yourself. This is a very important season of your lifetime, beloveds. You will become who you are meant to be. You are so deserving of all the joy that is coming your way. Stand up for what you believe And do what brings your heart true bliss. Allow your imagination to guide you on this magical journey. Share your love and light along the way. Explore the depths of your soul with faith, hope, and love. Let go of the fear you have been carrying and return to your natural state, which is love. Live life to the fullest and remain in the now. As things take their natural course, you will see your wishes coming to fruition. Beloveds, the universe is listening. Take time and think about what you are really wanting. And don't forget to show gratitude for everything you've been gifted with thus far. Have faith. Everything is manifesting in divine right timing. Enjoy every day of your life. We love you, your divine team. So those were my messages, ladies.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you. And Mary, I hope you've pulled a card or two for us.
I did, from the Kuan Yin deck, and it says, "Seek my guidance. I am your divine mother. We belong to each other. Speak to me of your concerns. I will receive all you offer me and show you the way." How beautiful is that?
Wow.
I just love that card.
That is absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'll post it on the Sacred Embers network as well. That's so beautiful.
Yes. You know what? Thank you for doing that, because, you know, when I was able to read a few of them when I, you know, was not connected with the show, and
mm-hmm.
it was so beautiful
yeah.
to have those readings to look at. Thank you.
Yeah, it really helped. I know I posted, and everyone loves them because, you know, I also posted it on my page. So, you know, it really helped a lot of people. The messages.
Yeah,
it really does.
Yeah.
Really
beautiful, Mary. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Liz, what do you think? Should we start the show?
I think
we started the show. Maybe we'll just call the callers.
Yeah.
And Mary, I have to ask you, when you were saying your bio, you said something and you called yourself something, and Ginger said, you know, just for me to call myself Trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. So I'm like, okay, because it was something that you said. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
So she wants me to call myself Trouble?
No, they wanted me to call myself Trouble after what you said. You spelled out something, and then I got, I'm T-R-O-U-B-L-E, Trouble.
T-H-E-E. Because everybody thinks it's the angel, so it's T-H-E, and it's T-H-double-E. So I have to spell
it
out.
And that's what they call me, T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Okay,
so
Trouble.
Maybe we'll be the angel in Trouble.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Goodness.
That's amazing.
Oh,
well, we're off.
Thank you, Ginger, for the laugh.
Yes.
Mary, I also wanted to say that you, right before the show started, you also pointed out that we are now commemorating 2 years on the air with Angel Answers as well.
Yes. Wow.
So, yes. Just nice
and I thank you, ladies. Yes, and I thank you both for being part of my journey. I have truly, I've grown so much just, you know, by connecting with you both.
Oh, yes, we've grown so much by connecting with you.
Everybody,
so
you know what, everybody has off
on the show.
Yeah, and it's just so beautiful. My goodness.
Yeah, it's amazing the energy we have and the connection. Really.
Yeah, it truly is.
I think we say it every time we're on the air that, you know, it's just amazing the way that we all connect every time and not ever even seeing each other in person or meeting each other. It's so funny that we're so in sync and in tune.
Mm-hmm.
Just tells you a lot about the universal energy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a full switchboard. Mary, if you can double check if we have old callers on, I will go with them next. But I'm going to take our first caller right now, okay?
Okay, yes.
All right. Area code 212, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hello, this is Bryn in New York City. How are you doing?
Hey,
Bryn.
Hi, Bryn. Hey, everybody.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I have a specific question for a change tonight. So I've been doing some clearing out of a closet in my room, and I have a specific question about that because some of the items in the closet are writings of my dad, plays that he's written, poetry, and I'm not quite sure. It's like there's a lot of beautiful stuff there, you know. So, and yet, okay, then it's old energy too, right? So I want to see if you can contact my father and see what he feels about me keeping them or letting them go. I'm very divided about it. So that's my question.
Well, Bryn, I have to ask you, is there any way that you could put them on some kind of like a disc or something, like copy them and put them on something that would take up less space and just you'd have availability to them?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, though. I don't know how that goes.
Maybe you could, you know, you could look online and find someone that would, you know, help you to do that exact thing, because I really feel like what your dad had written and everything, I feel it's really important. And
okay.
I feel like even though, like, you're not knowing exactly how to use it presently, I do feel like, you know, down the road, you're going to be able to use it, okay?
Use what? Oh, use the...
There's some of the stuff that he's written you're going to be looking for later on.
Oh, okay. You don't
think so? You know what, though, in saying that, a fox just came in.
Okay.
And the fox is going to help you to adapt to the changes that are happening in your life presently.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because I do feel like there's life skills that you have, and some of them you're not using, but the fox is going to help you so that you don't get stuck, you know, in any kind of thinking patterns or behavior, you know,
right,
or any kind of traps, like maybe emotional traps. And
right,
and to be adaptable and flexible to whatever circumstances that present themselves. And the fox is saying, you know, Bryn, there's going to be unlimited possibilities coming up for you, okay?
No.
As things unfold, you're not going to be stressed. And I really do feel at some point you're going to say, you know what, I really do use, you know, what my father had written, you know, and I do feel like you're growing by leaps and bounds, Bryn.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
I mean, even like just by you calling in, you know, so.
Yeah.
And I kept hearing like growth, awakening,
you know what I could,
Bryn, expanding,
you know,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I could do is if those papers are not bad energy, I could just keep the papers. They're not taking up too much room.
Okay.
I mean, from your dad,
I feel like now you don't really know what to do with them, but I do feel like symbolically,
right,
you know, like they represent something, and down the road,
okay,
you know, you're going to look at something, and it may encourage you to do something else.
All right. So do you feel that there is stuff in the closet that energetically is important to let go? Do you get a sense of that?
Yeah, you know what I would suggest, being that you're even asking the question, is whatever is in the closet, if you can feel it, touch it, hold it, and you're going
right
to feel the energy. Does it feel good to you? Some of it will.
Right.
And then some of it, when you touch it, you're going to say, I really don't feel anything, or I don't like the way I feel when I hold it or touch it. And you'll know. But you have to connect with, you know, the objects in the closet and just feel them. Feel the energy.
Right.
Because some of the stuff you'll say, it doesn't mean anything to me, you know, anymore, or I don't get the vibes I used to get. And you'll want to, you know, maybe just donate some of the stuff if it's really usable. But I would
right
suggest, like I said, everything is energy. And you've got to feel it. You've grown, you've changed, and maybe some of the stuff you've outgrown. And I keep hearing, you know, you are growing and you're expanding and you're changing and going, like, forward faster than you even know.
Really? Wow, okay. That's good.
How to surrender to what everything that's going on, but, you know, just be adaptable like the fox, okay? And things are going to work out well with you. So I would just say, like, I really feel like there's something, you know, some kind of meaning with the papers that your dad has, and just trust. And just, you know, go slow with everything, because a fox can go slow and then swiftly depending on the circumstance, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And a fox is a shapeshifter, and that's what I feel like you're becoming, you know? You're shapeshifting.
Right. Okay.
So that's what I have for this evening. I hope that helped, and I'm going to turn you over to the ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate the clarity. Thank you, Desi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Bryn. It's Mary.
Hey, Mary.
I got the same SCC. Hi. I got keeping them for sure. He wants you to keep them.
Okay.
And you should share them. Eventually, like DC says, I feel like you will be sharing them. I'm not sure where, but he wants you to share them. And then I pulled a card from the postcards from Spirit for you, and it says, "Dearest you, pump up the music, bang the drums, get up and start that hustle towards your goals and dreams. There are times to be still, but this is not one of them. Now is the time to make that first move. Say yes to life. Pick up the phone, make that decision, and take that one step toward the gods or us. Expect a cascade of changes, good news, and opportunities to show up as if by magic. While we know it's really Spirit and all of us moving things around for your benefit, the point is that we are saying go for it. Take positive action towards your dreams, even if the outcome isn't an exact fit for your agenda. It will all be orchestrated by Spirit and arise in divine appropriate timing. Don't you just love how it all works? We love you so much." And in the back of the card, it says, "You are magic." So, Bryn, and you, I wanted to, share with you, like, every season I go through my closet and I just purge out, right? Because that's stagnant energy, right? It's stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something you haven't used, just get rid of it. You know, I used to be one that used to hold on to, like, a pair of jeans because it was my favorite. And I finally, when I moved to Ohio, I finally, like, got rid of so many things, like, donated boxes of things that, you know, of items I never used, you know, for even, like, 2 years. The 2 years I was there, I never used those things. So I was like, okay, I haven't opened that bag, so I guess it's time to purge, you know. So it's good to purge, like, every season I do it, you know, fall, spring, summer. You know, winter, I do it. You know, it kind of keeps it smaller, you know, and condensed and cleaner as well. So just my advice. And then, so I'll switch you over to Liz and let her give you her message.
Thank you, Mary.
You.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Hey, Bryn, it's Liz.
Hey, Liz. How you doing? Good.
Good. You sound so upbeat the last couple times we talked to you. I feel really happy for you.
You're definitely
shifting, like DC said.
I can
hear it in your voice. It's wonderful.
Yeah, things are evolving. Yeah.
That's wonderful. So I love DC's idea about scanning them, and I think she was saying, like, have them whatever they transcripted or whatever. But what if you just, like, even with your phone, you know, like, scan a document, right? So you take a picture with your phone.
Right.
You could do it that way. Or, you know, go to the library or something and scan them to a disk or, a thumb drive or something. But what I was thinking was keep the ones that really mean something to you and then ask other people that were close with him if they would like any of what's left. I don't feel like you should throw them away.
No.
Because I think there are people that would enjoy having them as well. So
yeah, there's a lot of written material. Most of it I haven't read, so I'm going to start reading that stuff because I really it was already all in those old boxes, and it's like he has a lot of stuff, so I'll just start reading it, you know, and take a look, you know, because he was a very creative guy, you know, very, very literate person, you know, so.
Yeah. So that's a fantastic way. I mean, you make your way through the collection, you know, take the ones that you really, really, you know, feel personally attached to, and then, like I said, you know, send the rest along to others to enjoy.
Okay. Yeah.
But I definitely think scan them all so there's a whole collection, and that can be shared as well.
Right.
Because what I wanted to tell you is, though, that decluttering is very important. You know, I don't feel that there's anything that's bad energy in that closet, but there's stuff that's just stagnant, like DC said, you know, you've grown, you've changed. There's going to be things that you're not attached to. So we need to let those things go. It's just time to, you know, pass them on. Someone else can use them. So, you know, do that. Go ahead and go through and get rid of the things that you know, like just you have no use for, you have no connection to. Just do those quick. That's a quick purge. You know, it makes room for some things. And then you can work through the other stuff, you know, in time.
Yeah. Okay.
And I pulled a card for you.
All right.
Excuse me. From Colette Behrens Reed's the Seven Energies Oracle. It's number 31, Call of the Muse. And it's a beautiful ballerina dancing on there, but I definitely see this you going through these writings of your father's is going to spark a very creative drive in you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to bring out your thing that you're meant to do. You're going to find it. So this is going to be a very beautiful, beautiful thing. So absolutely, you know, go through them, read them.
Right.
I feel like you're going to want all the copies of them someday, just like DC and Mary said. So I think scanning them to a disc is, you know, a simple thing. because you're going to want them again. But, you know, hold on to the ones that you really, really feel connected to.
Okay.
So you don't have so much clutter. But, and you know, there's other people that love your father, so, you know, they may want them, and that shares little bits of him with them. So, but that's what I have for you, Bryn.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. No,
you're welcome.
Very much, because I was in a kind of quandary, and I actually tuned in, and I did hear what, from, I think, my father, because I was calling on him, saying, Dad, you know, what do you want? And I actually heard him say, you know, kind of don't throw them away, but share them at some point. But, you know, I second-guess myself, so I'm, you know, getting on the show tonight confirmed what I myself was hearing, you know. So.
Perfect. So there you go. Yeah. You can trust yourself a little more next time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to ask you, Bryn, was your father a whistler? Did he whistle?
Not as a he wasn't a serial whistler, but he I mean sometimes it wasn't very frequent, but now and again.
I was gonna say when Mary was talking, I heard some whistling, and I'm like, well, who is whistling?
Okay.
What is going on?
Could have been.
I think it's mine. Mine used to whistle. My granddaughter heard him when he was meditating.
Oh, that's great.
She was like, somebody's whistling here. The person is whistling. And I'm like, oh, that's my dad. He used to whistle. So it's funny.
Like,
when you said it, when I talked, I knew it was him.
Wow.
Okay.
But it might be, you know, they're both together. You never know, right, Bryn?
You never know.
Your dad and my dad.
Maybe they're in the whistling choir.
In heaven.
That would be a novel thing, a whistling choir.
Yeah.
Sounds beautiful.
Right?
Brynn, and before we let you go, I wanted to say, you know, in the beginning, you know, in the beginning stages, we tend to, you know, question ourselves and what we get in the first thing and just take it and fly with it. Because there were times that I was on the radio show in the beginning and I would get stuff and it's not what people were asking about, but I would say it because, you know, we need to trust what we're receiving from Spirit. So just trust it and go with it, you know? It's good that you can confirm with us, but that's exactly what you got is exactly what we got.
Yeah.
So, you know, just trust yourself because you're light worker as well. So I just wanted to say that.
Okay. Thank you all.
Absolutely, Brynn. You're welcome.
Right. Yeah.
Take care.
Here.
Bye.
Well, have a good night, Brynn. And,
yeah, same to you.
And make
same
sure
to everybody
you
there.
And stay in touch with us.
Yeah, I will. Definitely. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was beautiful, ladies. What a first call, right?
That was. Wow.
Yeah.
I miss Brynn.
Really beautiful.
Dinner from Brynn.
Yeah.
Wow, perfect. All right. So I see we found one from
last
week.
Liz, there is
a
caller from last week. Yes. I numbered it, number two.
Yep. All right. Are you ladies ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Right. And
area code 856, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name, please? Area code 856. Hello?
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
Oh, good.
Hi, Rose Maria.
Do you have your first name? Oh, hi, Rose Maria. I thought that was...
How are you?
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Whatever you can get, if we can get like a better job anytime soon, where I'm at now, not too happy with it. So trying to get, I have a few coming in for interviews, but I don't know if that's going to pan out. So whatever you guys can get or whatever's easiest.
Okay, well, Rosemaria, this is DC. The first thing I was getting is, you know, just breathe, don't worry, that things are going to work out for you. And I'm getting, like, soon, maybe, like, within a month. And even if you don't know how, just believe, okay? And the other thing that I was getting is you're not listening. The angels are trying to guide you on your soul's path. They're trying to help you. And they're asking you to go within and think about what it is that you really are wanting, what it is that is going to make you really happy, okay? So I'm getting, like, you, meditating, you know, connecting with your higher self, aligning with your spirit, and it may take a little bit of courage and a little bit of faith to go forward. But, Rosemaria, this is your time. And I'm getting, it's time to, you know, to claim your destiny. Okay, so have you really thought about what it is that would make you, you know, to make you really happy, okay?
Okay, yeah. Well,
because there's so many opportunities waiting for you, but it's as if you're walking down a hallway and you're looking straight ahead and you're saying, well, D.C., you know, another 100 feet, there's a door, like, all the way down there. That's where I'm going. And I'm saying, okay, Rosemaria, but as you're walking down that narrow hallway, you are not noticing there's so many doors to the right and there's so many doors to the left that you're not even seeing because you have such a narrow focus with everything, okay?
Okay.
And it seems like, you know, there's no excitement, there's no magic presently, and you've really got to go within, you know, spend time with your higher self, meditate, and you're going to see life is going to get so much happier, okay? And I have a totem animal coming in, and it's a camel. And the camels, you know, they're associated with endurance, perseverance, okay? And the camel is saying, Rosemaria, I'm here with you. I'm here with you to help you to see the signs that you are on the right path, and you're doing the right things. You've got to listen to the universe. And the universe is saying, Rosemaria, keep going. You know, keep doing what you're doing. You're going to find what you're looking for, okay? But you do need to recharge your energy, and you've got to nurture yourself a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
There's a need for balance. And also, don't forget about self-love, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to love yourself, and you've got to take care of you. Because I was seeing little hearts around you, and I feel like there, you know, there may be someone new coming into your life, and if that's so, you know, you've oftentimes called in and asked about, you know, love as being one of the things you were interested in, and the angels are saying, you know, beloved Rosemaria, you deserve to be happy. And Ginger is, she showed me all these little hearts around you, so I feel like that could be coming soon as well. So that's what I have. I hope it helps. God bless, Rosemary. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies.
Appreciate it.
Hi, Rosemaria. It's Mary.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
So good. The first thing I got was make sure that you be you're watchful of the way you speak, only because of the fact that, you know, we are when we say something, we're creating it, right? So creating our own future with the words we speak. So every word that we speak is really creating, you know, it's putting it out into the universe. And another thing was I got, if you've made a list of that perfect job that you're looking for, you know, it's always good to have that list of things that you want in a job. The same way we do in a relationship, we make that list for a job. And then Kuan Yin at the beginning of the show gave a message, and it was, seek my guidance. I am your divine mother. We belong to each other. Speak to me of your concerns. I will receive all you offer me and show you the way. So she wanted me to share that with you as well. It was a message for the collective, and I wasn't sure if you were listening yet. And then I pulled a postcard from Spirit for you, and this is what it says. It says, dearest you, sometimes it's wonderful to give, but there are times you might find yourself overgiving. Now might be a good time to check in and see where you might be cutting off the flow of abundance. Let others give to you, even if you are more comfortable being generous and being the giver, the healer, the rescuer. In the art of living, we sometimes overlook an important skill, receiving gracefully and with gratitude, without diminishing yourself or trying to deny vulnerability or bringing an agenda of equality to it. Receiving is hard for some people, maybe you. You do not need a this for that in your exchange with others. You are doing good in the world. Let the world give back and support you. Then you can give up the old stories that have you convinced you have to do everything alone with no help. Let your well be filled. We all love you so very much. And then the back of the card, it says, be fearless. So be fearless, Rosemaria. So that's, and then there's one other message from Kuan Yin. It says, be gentle. I am powerful enough to be gentle. You have my wisdom within your heart. When you are gentle with yourself, you allow me to love you. Be kind. You deserve compassion. And that's what DC mentioned, that, you know, just take care of you, right? Do meditation. Go on, like, walks, you know, near a park or something, something nature, Epsom salt baths if you can, you know, things for you. Buy yourself flowers. Take yourself out to dinner, you know. It's just being... loving yourself, you know, that's really important. That's what I'm getting. So I'll switch you over to Liz, Rosemaria. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Hi, Rosemaria.
Hi.
I got, so I, with your job, I feel you need to stop stressing it. Stop stressing. Know that the universe is working in your favor. Ask for exactly what you want in a new job. Write it down. Write down, you know, I want to have, you know, a good pay that helps support my life. I want to have, you know, time off. I want, you know, whatever it is, you know, Write all of that down. Make a list. And then trust that the universe is working for you to deliver it. And just relax. Know that it's coming. Go into work, you know, into the current job that you don't love so much. Go in with a light heart and know that it's only temporary. Just remind yourself it's only temporary. The universe is bringing what I need. And I pulled a card for you from the Starseed Oracle, and it's Whale and Orca Elders. It says, share your song, frequency of sound, diving deep. And I have to read you the message from the book because it's quite in-depth, but it makes a lot of sense. The Whale and Orca Elders are benevolent cosmic beings here to anchor a frequency of love onto the planet, to harmonize it with their song. As they weave around the oceans, they do so much more than any of us know. Their physical presence affects Earth's magnetic field, and their harmonics call us to wake up and remember our own soul's song. Looking into the eye of a whale is something you'll never forget. Whales see into your very being, and in an instant, you're changed forever. They see beyond the physical, the wounding, the identity, the personality, the story. They see right into your soul. If you pull this card, you're being called to surrender to your deepest truth and share it with potency. To bow to who you truly are, to stretch your heart wide enough to hold it all, to leave your fears, doubts, and baggage at the door, to question any part of you that doesn't feel good enough. The Whale and Orca Elders want to give others the privilege of seeing who you truly are and for you to see the same in other beings. To drop your hang-ups and personality flaws and get busy revealing the unique note your soul came here to sing. Allow the song that echoes in the four chambers of your heart to emanate in all four directions. Peel back the layers of suffering and pain and reveal to others your soul's true song. And endeavor to see the soul of all those you meet. And your starseed soul inquiry is, how are you being called to share your soul's unique song? So, like DC said, I do feel, too, like someone is coming into your life. And right now is about you being open and vulnerable, telling your truth, standing in your truth, being in your power. It's who you are. It's your story. It's how you got to where you are. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to feel bad or less than about. And as you go to each job interview and all of those things, be the honest, truthful, raw Rose Maria. That is who you are. And that's how you're going to land your perfect job. So I hope that message helps you, Rose Maria.
It does.
And you know
Thank
we
you.
Want to hear... You're welcome. You know we want to hear back from you.
All right. Oh.
Have a good night.
You too.
Oh, what a good message. What a great first two callers.
Yes. Amazing. Really beautiful.
Oh, look at us. We're like rolling right through. We're not even an hour into
the
show.
I know. This is awesome.
We might be more than two callers. Oh, let's see. Oh, Mary's got me all numbered up here. All right. Are we ready for number three?
Yes.
We're ready.
All right. Area code 630, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi. Yes, it's Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. Do you have a question for us?
Kind of. I guess I'm just looking to find some answers as to, I guess, what I need to change. I just keep feeling this, like, anxiety and just, like, very insecure in myself and not confident. So I just need to know if, like, there's something that I need to change or
okay.
I don't know, to just change this feeling.
Well, Jenna, this is DC. The first thing I was hearing when you said, hi, this is Jenna, is, Jenna, I'm getting the message that you're responsible for the energy that you release into the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just be mindful of what you're thinking. Be mindful of what you're saying. You know, maybe try to, you know, if you're, you know, if you're not in the best of moods, try to get yourself in a better mood. And, you know, daily when you wake up, you know, think of a few things that you're thankful for. And, you know, just say thank you, you know, to whomever you resonate, whether it's God, the universe. And that, you know, when you start, like, on a positive foot each day, it really helps, okay? You have a totem animal with you. It's the wolf, okay? And this beautiful wolf is one of your spirit guides right now. And it's going to help you to really to connect with your creativity and, you know, to have the freedom you're looking for. And it's saying, Jenna, I'm going to help you to get out of that phase you're in. It's sort of a feeling of loneliness, maybe a little self-pity, so that you can feel, you know, free. And there's a little bit of fear in you when you think about how others view you. And you shouldn't have that, okay? You have amazing inner strength. And you have stamina. And this wolf is going to help you to have the harmony and the balance that you are needing, okay? The wolf embodies freedom. And it's saying to you today, Jenna, that you need to let go and you need to be free, okay? And this beautiful animal is going to help you to develop strong connections and bonds with, you know, a few people that are going to be fiercely loyal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's also going to help you to explore new things and enjoy the time that you have alone as much as with others, okay? So
definitely.
This wolf is coming in, you know, and not out of weakness but wisdom, and is going to help you to realize that sort of like you're almost fighting yourself in a way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this wolf is coming in and it's going to help you because you are stronger than you think. You really are. And it's sort of you're viewing your life and you're only seeing like a little bit of what's really going on there, okay? So the wolf is going to help, you know, help you to have that the broader view of everything. And I do feel like the wolf is showing me you have creativity. And that creativity, you know, is one of the keys that you can use to lead to success. If you saw yourself the way others see you, you would see this beautiful woman that, you know, you are viewed as a leader. You have a very magnetic personality. And you have a lot to offer others, Jenna, okay? So I really don't feel like you're seeing yourself the way, you know, the way others see you. Okay? So I would just, you know, every day, like, start on a positive note. And when I keep hearing, like, the word creativity over and over, is there anything that you like to do creatively?
I guess no specific outlets or, like, hobbies, but just
well, hobbies are good because,
here and there.
Yeah, the hobbies are what is going to get you, you know, from one point to the other. You could say, GC, I just like to paint, you know. I sit there and you know, I paint. Well, put the music on and paint because you're channeling messages, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting just, you know, just do what it is you love and don't try to connect it with anything. Just do what you love, and you're going to see how that is going to help open doors. It's going to help you to transform and change and see that there are so many possibilities, you know, that are available to you. You're going to see things from a higher perspective. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank
you've
you so
got
much,
to trust,
Casey.
Honey, you're welcome, but you've got to trust your heart and your intuition. You've got to trust you, okay? So
yeah.
I feel like awesome. This is almost like you're coming out of the darkness into the light, okay, and you have the most amazing future waiting for you. You know, just keep going forward, stay focused, and I feel like things will fall into place, but just do something that you love, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. God bless, hon.
You too.
Wow, Jenna, that was beautiful. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
As she was, yes, it's so funny because we are all in sync. So as she was saying something to love yourself, I'm drinking my hot cocoa, and there's a heart at the bottom of the cup. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is beautiful. So, you know, loving yourself is really important. So, you know, that these are the things I wrote. Love yourself. Your thoughts become things, as we always say, right? And mirror work, look in the mirror and say, I love you, you know, and really mean it. Like, look in the mirror at yourself and say, I love you. I really, really love you. And this is Louise Hay, you know, affirmations of all time that I'm always, you know, listening to and also doing. And, you know, and I know that both ladies here on the show, especially DC, follows Louise Hay. You know, she's gone, but never forgotten, obviously. Her work is amazing. And the way DC said, the first thing I do when I wake up is thank Jesus for the beautiful day ahead. It's a beautiful day because we had one more day to live. There's so many people that don't wake up. So it's just, that's how I start my day. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful day, because it is going to be beautiful. Every day is a beautiful day. And then with the wolf, I have the wolf animal spirit as well. And, you know, it's, again, a leader, like DC said, and it's just calling her in and having her help you with this journey that you're in. And those were the notes. And then I picked postcard from Spirit for you, and it says, dearest you, do you ever wonder whether your ideas and inspiration might be coming through your soul rather than generated from your mind alone? We are here to tell you we are always whispering in your ear about your highest good. We are conduits for Spirit, letting you know you are living, you are a living channel for this awesome co-creative energy. Feeling inspired, it means you've heard us. Inspiration means Spirit is breathing through you. Inspiration needs your human passion to keep it going so you can make a difference in the world. So keep moving on what inspires you. Let yourself be led into new experiences and know that this is why you are here on earth. Your purpose is to discover your spirited nature and to bring forth through your efforts whatever is meant to be. Wondrous miracles have a way of showing up when you let inspiration propel you forward. You are so loved. And in the back it says, you are loved. And there's two angels, like, kissing. So, I mean, being that I saw the heart, also maybe love is coming in, or if you're in a relationship, maybe it's going to get stronger. Another thing that I get from this is I wanted to tell you that I've been wanting to paint. Like, I feel like the angels were putting this in my head, like, for weeks and months and for a while. And all of a sudden, I went to a paint, you know, and sip tea with my granddaughter this week, and absolutely loved it. And I've taken it on, like, as a hobby. So it's just, you know, showing, like, once you listen to them, it's like, it just opens up that door. I just can't stop painting now. It's like, all I want to do is paint. So, you know, just finding that little thing that you feel like, and even like messages, like, I was getting messages of people painting on my Instagram, and I'm like, okay, I got it. You know, when I get a chance to go to Dollar Tree and buy my things, canvas and paint, you know, I'll do it. But, you know, it's just those little things. It was just like a little push. This is what you need to get your creativity going, you know. So, and I love it. Now I love it. It's just like, I wish I could do it every day. And it's, you know, like, I have one that I did, and I haven't posted it yet because it's not finished. It's, I love the fall. So I did fall leaves, you know, and I just have to figure out the background, but that's what's on hold right now. But I did that one. So, and it's really awesome. And then, so they wanted me to share my story with you because that's, you know, how they push us, or they talk to us by, you know, what we're seeing in our feed on, you know, Instagram or whatever you're hearing or seeing so much of, mm-hmm. you know? And don't forget the angel numbers as well, you know, like repeated numbers. Just look up those numbers if that's what you've been seeing, because they wanted me to tell you that. And then
thank
I picked
so
two
much.
Cards from, oh, you're welcome. I picked two cards from the Kuan Yin deck for you, and it says abundant blessings. Your concerns are felt in my heart. Any and all problems, the material and the spiritual, are within the realm of my interest and power to resolve. Be peaceful. My blessings are with you. Wow. I feel like a touch in my head on that one. That's beautiful. And then the next one is karmic healing. Wounded souls need healing, not punishment. Soften your heart and cultivate goodwill. You would need not concern yourself with the workings of divine justice. I dispense a perfect balance of compassion and wisdom. All is well. And then I was given two affirmations for you. It says, I'm not sure if you need to forgive someone, but they told me to give this one to you. It says, as I forgive myself, it becomes easier to forgive others. So that's an affirmation. And then the next one is similar to what DC said. I am willing to let go, and I added, and let God. So I am willing to let go and let God. Those are the, you know, the two affirmations that I got for you. And that's all I have, Jenna. And then you're so welcome. I'll switch you over to Liz to give you her message.
Thank you. That was very powerful.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Hi, Jenna. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
So I immediately got the feeling of sometimes the people that are around us, like our family or maybe people we live with or work with, sometimes they can make us feel a sense of self-doubt or self-consciousness. And unfortunately, it has nothing to do with us. It's all to do with them. But a lot of times when we have gone through that, maybe in childhood, we carry it with us a really long time. But other times it happens later on in life and relationships and things like that. And just be aware of that, that those things are not your truth. They're that person's truth. They don't have anything to do with you. So release things like that. If you're not sure what they are, you can just say, I release all that no longer serves me. You know, you can call on your archangel or your spirit guides, your higher power, whichever you want, and, you know, say, please just release all that, you know, no longer serves me. Take away anything that does not belong to me, things like that, to release that energy from you. I definitely got that you're an empath, and so you're picking up other people's energy as well. You're picking up other people's, what's going on with them. And do you know how to protect yourself before you go out in the day?
I do not.
Okay. So it's very easy. It's much like, you know, asking to have anything that doesn't belong to you released. I get up in the morning and I do my three thank yous, much like Mary. And then I ask my team to come in and wrap me in the bubble of white light protection. And I kind of envision myself in the bubble like Glinda the Good Witch and the Wizard of Oz. And that's how I go through my day. because I am an energy healer, I like to know what people are feeling. So I, in my bubble, I ask to be able to sense what they're feeling, but not to take it on as my own. And if you're new to this, you just want to say, I don't want to feel anybody else's stuff. And that'll help you. But when you feel feelings that where you don't feel good or you feel bad, connect with the feeling and ask yourself if it's connected to something that's going on with you or is it someone else's. You know, say, does this belong to me? And you'll know. You know, if it belongs to you, that emotion will tie to a memory. And you'll say, okay, this is mine. I need to deal with that. If it doesn't, you can say, okay, this isn't mine. I release you. We don't want that juju happening. So yes. I pulled you a card from the Seven Energies Oracle, and it is number 13, Feeling the World.
so that it's a woman holding the world in her hand, and that's about you and the empath. You know, that you do have that ability. You are very sensitive to other people's energy. You pick it up easily. So, you know, definitely make sure you're protecting yourself. But this is also a sacral chakra card. The sacral chakra is right below your belly button, and it is all about your creativity, your creative energy center, and your self, you know, expression. So just like the other lady said, you know, find your creative outlet, whatever it is. It can be singing, it can be dancing, it can be painting, it can be, you know, crafting, it can be anything. I mean, there's not really any right or wrong, gardening, writing, whatever it is that you just like to do, and your mind just goes somewhere else, because just like they said, when you're in that creative energy flow in that space, you are connecting with your higher self, with your higher power. You're making that connection. You're receiving the divine guidance. You're, you know, clearing away those things that maybe are, you know, holding on from the past, and you're moving on. You know, you're turning them into good positive energy to use moving forward. So definitely tapping into your creativity is a huge, huge thing, and a big, big part of helping you move any kind of energy, yours or anything that just may be attached to you. So, you know, check in with Creative Muse this week. Sure.
I will definitely. If I walk away with anything today. Thank you.
You're welcome. And call us back and let us know how everything goes.
I will. Thanks again. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Oh, another good call, ladies.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I still have a bunch on here. All right. Let's see. All right. Now I'm just going in order. It looks like we're out of numbers.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hit the right button. Area code 60.
Oh,
you're live with the answers. Do we have your first name?
Charlene, thank you.
You're welcome, Charlene. Do you have a question for us?
Oh. My mother just passed, and my sister and I are she's pretty upset with me. So there's complicated family dynamics, as I guess probably all families have, or most have, to some dynamic. Anyway, help. Any insight?
Okay. Charlene, just first of all, please just breathe. You've got to start breathing because you're in a fight or flight kind of mode, hon. And just, you know, you've got to try to start breathing. I'm getting, you know, I was hearing, like, when you said your name, I was hearing conflict, like, with family. And I saw Archangel Raphael coming in, and he's coming in to help, you know, everyone heal. I mean, when we lose a family member, there's fear. There's so many emotions and different things that are going on. So Archangel Raphael, he's here, and he's helping each of you. Okay, so I would, you know, like it's a hard time, and you've got to let go, and you've got to let God, because everybody processes things in different ways. Okay, so it's time to maybe like step back a little bit, and you know, maybe just let others voice what they have to say, but don't take everything, you know, take it all with a grain of salt is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Because it's always a hard time, and make sure that you're taking care of you is, you know, what I was hearing. Make sure that you're taking care of you, because you know, you matter, and you've got to take care of you.
Right,
Charlene. I feel like, you know, given a little time, you're going to see that, you know, family members are going to be a little bit more supportive and helpful to each other.
I just had read a letter from her, so that's probably why I'm not, I was just like, oh, and I don't want to react, and I don't want to
like,
say a lot.
You're like in
good.
A fight or flight mode, yeah.
it's not, you know.
And I'm getting for you, like, I see like a, like just a silhouette of a woman and her feet aren't touching the ground. So that tells me that you're not grounded.
Okay.
You know, it's almost like your feet don't touch the ground and your head is up in the clouds.
Okay.
So we want to stay physically grounded in our experience, okay? And this helps us to be aware, you know, of what is going on and what is going on within us as well.
Right.
Okay, and I'm also getting it, you don't have to hide your feelings.
Right.
Because hiding feelings and not saying things really create more problems.
Right.
You can always ask the angels to come in and help you to say things in a loving way that will be received lovingly, and you'll be respected for speaking your truth.
Right.
Okay, so just please, you know, just trust. I feel like, you know, you're very intuitive. Trust your instincts. Okay.
I didn't do. She's very angry because I got power of attorney with my father, who's ailing health, and she feels like it was done sneaky, and it really wasn't. And I don't know
right.
how to help talk to her because it feels like anything I would say to her, she's going to react.
So that's when we, you know, we connect with the angels first and ask the angels to come in
mm-hmm.
and help you to speak with her in a loving way. Okay. Where you will be, in fact, received, you know, in the way that you're trying to, you know, get your message across.
Right.
Okay. And like I said again, you've got to realize that everybody processes things different ways and, you know, emotionally, you know, you're on different pages is what I'm getting. And I feel like with her, like, I just feel like it's almost like a tug-of-war game, you know, what she's feeling, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's not, like, processing things logically.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm trying to just keep my mouth shut, stay calm, stay the course, do the best I can for our father.
And just ask angels to help you to, you know, speak in a loving way, because that's going to be really important.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a very rough, you know, it's a rough phase and everything, but if you call upon the angels, they'll help you every step of the way, and you'll have the support maybe that you're not getting in the physical world. You'll have it spiritually, and it will be, you know, really helpful. Does that
Thank
make sense?
Thank you for reminding
to you?
Me. Yeah, yeah, I'm astonishingly blessed, so I'm very grateful.
Well, I am going to turn you over to the ladies. I'm going to say a prayer for you and your family. God bless you. And this is a time for you, believe it or not, and I mean, it's a very hard time, understandably so, but this is a time for you to let go of the old patterns that you're holding on to. This is a time
right.
of transformation, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So just take care of yourself and let go, you know, let go of all the stuff, even that, you know, is coming about that doesn't serve you. But we keep the lesson and we let go of all the other stuff, okay? And I'm getting there's so many opportunities coming your way, and you know, there's nothing to fear. You have a beautiful divine team with you that's going to help you every step of the way.
Thank you for reminding me.
God bless.
And you, thank you.
Hi, Charlene. This is Mary. What a
hi,
beautiful
Mary.
Reading, Vicki. I wanted to first say my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And you could ask your mom for guidance as well, you know, not for her
right.
to help you with the family
right.
situation, you know.
Right.
You know, and letting go and let God also, you know, and don't take things. I feel like you're very emotional, and I know the feeling. I just lost my mom in August, late August, and then my nephew 2 weeks after that. So I've had,
aww.
Like, you know, so faith and trust is very important. You know, what I can say is that know that they're a soul, right? Their soul will always be with us. I feel my mom
right.
every day
yep.
with me. You yep. know, she sends me signs all the time, you know, it's just the smiles, the hugs, those type of things that we really miss, right? Seeing them, holding them. But, you know that she's always around,
you know, whenever you call her, she's going to be around, you know, and ask her how she come in for you, right? Because for me, she sends me hearts, you know, and DC actually showed me that's how mom comes in. It's with hearts. So now every time I see a heart, I know it's mom. You know, I see hearts in the sky, in the clouds. I see hearts in water spouts. You know, I see hearts everywhere. So it's just like, I'm like, thank you, mom. You know, and acknowledging as well, you know.
Right.
And I got three cards for you from the Kuan Yin deck. But the first one that I pulled out for you that they wanted me to pull out from the angels and the ancestors deck for you. And it came out spring, see your seeds grow. So I don't know if there's something that you're planting seeds, but it, they want me to read from the book the whole message for you. It says, embrace the change that is on the horizon. Allow your dreams to become reality. Spring is an exciting time because it has so much potential. Animals are coming out of hibernation. Flowers are pushing up through the soil, and the days are getting lighter and brighter. The spring card features the wild hare because in Celtic animal medicine, the hare brings intuition and rebirth. Hares are highly fertile beings, and so their medicine can bring dreams to life. You are ready to bring to life all of your ideas, inspirations, and projects. When this card appears in your reading, you are moving into a space that allows you to really grow, expand, and create in a way you've never done before. There are opportunities for abundance, including financial growth, and if you're starting something new, prepare for a major expansion in your life and soul. When the spring card arrives in the future position, which I didn't pull it as a future, the last card in a reading, it can also indicate that the coming spring will usher in important energies with regards to your question or intention. So I feel like...
Could you repeat that last sentence?
Yeah, it says, when the spring card arrives in the future position, which I didn't fully get a spread for you, it says, it can also indicate that the coming spring will usher an important energies with regards to your question or your intention.
Okay.
And then three cards from the Kuan Yin deck are beautiful cards for you. The first one is surrender. Surrender is a catalyst of grace. It allows a more loving, creative power to step in on your behalf. A higher good wants to be present in your life. Welcome. So Kuan Yin is the same as Mother Mary for us, and, you know, she wants to present a higher good in your life as well, so, you know, just welcome it in. And the next part is sanctuary. Take refuge in my grace. It flows constantly from my heart to yours. It shall clear your way. All things are more manageable when you lean into me. Let your way become easier. And the last one is greatest benefit. Why concern yourself with how, when, where, or whom? When you trust in the workings of my will, even in the face of the unexpected, my greatest blessings will flow into your life. So those are three beautiful cards.
They are.
Charlene.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
You're so welcome. And I'll switch you over to Liz. And again, my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you, and to you. That's the young life loss.
Yes, I know. It's the hardest, the young life, yep.
Hi, Charlene, it's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
My condolences for about your mother as well.
I
just want to repeat what DC said, you know, everyone handles grief differently. And
right.
You know, a lot of times we tend to lash out at the people we love because we're scared, we're upset, we're afraid. So your sister's in an emotional state. Is there only two of you?
Yes.
You're lucky. I have four sisters. So.
Yeah, and the others, there's complex dynamics. Like I said, all families, but it's, yeah. I wasn't being sneaky to my knowledge. I mean, I certainly didn't express to her that I was doing it, but it wasn't out of malice. And I don't think we were really talking at that point either, if I recall correctly, because of another issue, which was my fault, actually, but sort of. She never told me she was upset, but it's another topic. But anyhow, I thought that was addressed, and she's triangulating amongst family, and that's frustrating. So I know my kids have just said, no, just stick to your guns. Just do it. Don't worry about it. I mean, everything's 50-50. It's not like it's a complicated thing.
Right. So just be very transparent. You know, whatever your thoughts are on how you're going to handle things, you know, I would just state that plainly to her, and then, you know, just how you would anything else, you know, in a business sense, you're transparent about everything, right? Everything will be documented. Everything will be, you know, on record. And, you know, I'm sure it was, I'm sure the power of attorney wasn't out of malice. It was probably convenience and the urgency. I deal with things like this daily, so I know that it's a lot of times you're like, oh, something happens and you have to deal with it and you got to get it taken care of, you know, right away. So you do what you have to do.
It feels like it was prudent when I see the situation we're in, because Dad's not necessarily capable, but it's fine. It is what it is.
So, ironically, my mom?
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, ironically, you say it is what it is, because I pulled card number 6 out of the Energy Oracle, which is, it is what it is.
Of course it is.
And,
okay.
And that's just it. You know, the situation is what it is. And a lot of your sister's emotion is grief-charged. You know, it's just because of the emotions that's going on. Nothing more, nothing less. You know, we tend to say the worst thing to the people we love because we know they can handle it. We know that they'll still love us tomorrow, right? It's just our nature, and we're awful like that. But you know, remind your sister that she doesn't want to squander the time she has left with your father either. You know, that just, you know, this is what's going to happen. You know, there's, again, it's 50-50. There's nothing, you know, and just be transparent about what is going to, you know, how you're going to handle things. And, you know, I feel like she has that kind of nature where she just tends to be a little stubborn and obstinate. So just don't, you're doing the right thing by not reacting. I feel like she's going to come at you a lot of times with emotionally charged attacks. Practice the pause. That's always my practice the pause. When you feel like you're going to react, take a deep breath, count to 3, and then, you know, and then say what you need to say. That way you say it, you know that you say it in a nice way, or you decide whether or not you really need to say it.
Because
when you can remember,
yeah.
Right, and I'm like, because when you can remember where they're coming from, and maybe that they are maybe more fragile than you, or that they've had, you know, some other thing that, you know, has caused them to be this way. Okay, this isn't, you know, this isn't totally their fault. This is just who they are, right? I'm not going to react. I'm not going to allow myself to be somebody that I don't like to be. And I also pulled a card from the Starseed Oracle for you, and it's the Courageous Peony. And it says, multifaceted, unique nature, let yourself be seen. So I feel like this is really going to be a time where you shine and you come through all of this with grace and with beauty. And it's really going to show how you have transformed, just like DC said, how you have, you know, kind of grown up spiritually and emotionally and said, you know what, this is not for me. I'm not going to let this stuff get to me. This is her issue. This is not my issue. You know, I know I'm doing the right thing. And just remind yourself that and keep yourself in that space, because the level-headedness and the you know, calm
is going to be what helps you to be that graceful, elegant, beautiful peony, shining bright. I hope that helps you, Charlene.
It does. Yeah, it does. Thank you. All of the rationality and being reminded to ask the guides, ask the angels, have them pull them in, draw on them, and assist it.
Yeah, ask them for patience. They've got a lot to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm mindful of saying patience because, like Job, you get thrown, and Abraham, you get thrown a lot of things to train you to be
right,
strong
right.
and patient.
Right. Not that kind of patience.
No.
Emotional patience.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. That does help tremendously. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Charlene. Have a great evening and let us know how everything goes.
Blessings to you all as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh. Whew, we're on a roll tonight, ladies.
Yeah.
We still have 40 minutes. Whew. Woo-hoo. This is like speed night.
Yes, I love it. But then again, you see, it's only three of us versus six of us.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. But and we sure
yeah.
gonna, I mean, there's no lack of energy with however many there is.
No.
All right. Are we ready for next caller?
Yes.
All right. Area code 814, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I wanted to see if any of you felt that I would change jobs.
Okay. Amy, this is DC. When you ask a question like that, the angels are asking you, you know, do you feel like you'd like to change jobs? This is about
most
what
definitely.
You're... Okay, because it's your, you know, it's your life and what you want to do. And what I was getting is you've got to surrender, you know, whatever you're holding on to in regard to the situation with your job presently.
Well,
okay,
go ahead. I have surrendered. It's just been very negative and backstabbing and cutthroat. It's just a really bad, awful atmosphere to work in.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting from the angels is, you know, you're trying to sort of, you know, handle this all on your own, and you have a beautiful divine team that wants to help you. And by trying to do things ourselves, we end up having so much anxiety, right?
Yeah.
And things may take a lot longer to, you know, to get healed. So when you find yourself in a situation like that, call in your divine team. And, you know, when you let go and you let God, you have a chance to just breathe and relax. And I've gotten that message myself, you know, quite a bit, you know, to get out of my own way and let go and let God, you know. And when we don't try to sort of be like the script writer for, you know, everything that happens, we can sit there and know, okay, we've handed it over, and things seem to, they change faster, and, you know, the situation itself will heal faster. Okay? With that being said, Jan Drake-Bakke is not with us today, and she does the totem animals. I saw a little monkey around you. And the little monkey is asking you to be a little bit more adaptable and a little bit more innovative. Okay? So I'm getting there are many choices, okay? And there's some factors that have not actually come into play yet at this moment. Okay? So the little monkey is going back and forth and swinging from tree to tree, and this little monkey is so quick and anticipates, you know, which branch it's going to hold on to. So he's saying to you, please don't get discouraged, okay? Because if this doesn't pan out, just be willing, you know, to shift your focus and allow it to all work out, okay? And I do feel
okay.
like, you know, things will work out for you. Okay, and I feel like it happens in your divine timing. So it's sort of like being a little bit more fluid and in a poetic fashion, you know, and that's again where Jan would come in. She's so poetic. But I do feel things are going to change. I was seeing, in fact, Archangel Metatron around you. So I don't know if you're familiar with Archangel Metatron.
No.
Well, he's a beautiful archangel, and he has what's called a Metatron's cube. And with that cube, he can actually, it seems like he manipulates time to make things happen where you manifest a little bit faster, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm getting, though, is, you know, don't try to push forward right now. Allow Archangel Metatron to come in with his beautiful sacred energy and basically get you back into balance, okay? And when you get back into balance, things are going to move forward a little bit more quickly. You're going to go forward and you're going to be fueled by love. You're going to be fueled by acceptance. And you're going to be in perfect harmony as you go forward, okay? So I feel like you're a little bit out of balance right now, and that's okay. The angels and Archangel, you know, Metatron, they're going to come in and they're going to help you with, you know, all that you're going through presently. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I do have a job interview tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I see the angels gathering around you. And
okay.
I do feel like they'll be with you if you allow them to come in, okay? And you've got to realize you have this amazing spiritual connection, okay? And I see Archangel Sandalphon and Archangel Metatron coming in together. And you're going to sit there and you're going to say to yourself, I feel the two of you here. I do have this beautiful spiritual connection with these two archangels. Okay, and I keep hearing balance. So there is something that, you know, has been out of balance in your life, but I'm getting don't worry. Just allow the angels to connect with you this evening. Allow them to, you know, scan your energy and help you to see what, in fact, would be out of balance in your life, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting, you know, the more that you approve of yourself, the better things become, okay? And I'm hearing wishes fulfilled. So please, you know, don't worry and just allow. Allow the angels to come in. Allow the angels to help you. And you're going to, you know, you're going to go forward and you're going to attract what it is that you're wanting, okay? So that's what I have, but you've got to trust. You've got to listen to the guidance that you have, and the angels they're going to help you to have some more, like, insights and a little bit more self-awareness, because I do feel, you know, you may have yourself, from just your energy, there were, like, a little bit of blocks here and there that were holding you back, okay?
Okay.
And when you, you know, go forward, you're going to be seen as such a beautiful, bright light in the world, okay? You're going to be seen for the beautiful woman that you are. So that's what I have. I hope that helps. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless and good luck.
Thank you.
Hi, Amy. This is Mary.
Hi.
Hi. I picked two cards from Postcard from Spirit for you, which actually flew out the deck. Not that I picked them out for you. They just flew out, so they want me to read these two to you. It says, "Dearest you, a rigid tree branch breaks under strong winds, yet flexible seaweed survives powerful ocean swells. Right now, we gently remind you that being flexible is a good choice when faced with life challenges. Surrender your fixed ideas to Spirit, who knows what is in your highest good and can deliver to you what you need in the appropriate form. In this moment, rather than fighting or being too sure of your way working out, be a little looser and allow for another outcome. Compromise can be the best way forward if you are to learn new ways of doing and seeing. Stay aware, curious, and teachable. Take life on life's terms. Your purpose may push you in a direction not on your map. Let it. Be so flexible that no storm can uproot you. In the end, you will still be rooted in the world, in abundance, and you will indeed experience the beauty that is yours. We love you so very much. And in the back, there's a beautiful angel in a fountain, and it says, with love. So that's the beautiful card. Similar to what DC was mentioning, surrendering and calling your angels. That's very, very important. I mean, to work with them, work with Spirit, you know, with everything. And then it says, this is the second part. It says, dearest wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting for you? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the wind. Your desires count, and you are worthy of them. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be Spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Some desires are influenced with miraculous power to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. There you go. They want to support you. And in the back of the card, there's an angel with a harmonica, and it says, celebrate life. So those are your two cards. Amy, hope that helps. I mean, those are beautiful messages, you know, of the angels wanting to assist you. So call them in because, you know, we have free will. They would not, you know, help us unless we ask them. And I'll switch you over to Liz to give you her message. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
So I pulled up, my first card was from the Colette Baron-Reed Seven Energies Oracle. And it's card number 10, Close Encounters, and it has two butterflies. One is inside of a cage, and the other one is on the outside. And it's about the, you're so close, and you can have anything you want. It's and just like Mary said, with Spirit too, right? They're so close, and they can help you do anything. We just have to call them in. We have to give them that little permission slip. Same with anything we want. We just have to ask for it. We have to define it. So the next two cards I got for you were out of the Starseed Oracle, and the first one is Surrender to Sweetness, Venus Energy, Pleasure, Joy, Make Love to Life. So, you know, when we're in a situation that we're not very happy with, the best thing for us to do is to find the good things, to find the positives, to focus on those and tell the universe that that's what we want more of. Because when we focus on those, that's exactly what we're doing. When we focus on the negative, we're doing the opposite. We're telling the universe we want more negative. So, you know, try to tune out the negative. They're going to be there. They always are, and we just have to witness them and say, okay, I'm not going to let this affect me, and look for the bright spots. Look for the, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, that you are going to be getting a new job, that you are going to be going to where you'll be happy and where you'll enjoy working and it'll be pleasurable. envision it, because we want to show the universe what we want.
And then the next card I got was trust the timing. Trust the wave you came in on. Time is not running out. And in the same respect, I feel the other way around, that you can create your own wave. So if you're ready to get a new job, write that job down. Tell the universe what it is that you're looking for. Be specific with all the things you want and all the things you don't want. And you can push that out there and create your own wave that brings in that perfect job. And know that it's coming for you. Know that it's on its way, because it definitely is. Because you're so very close. It's just a little bit, it's all just asking for the help. It's time. They're ready to help you. They're ready to assist you. The universe is ready to deliver. It's just up to you to ask. So I hope that message helps you, Amy.
It does.
And let us know how you make out with everything. Okay?
I will.
Have a great evening.
I will. Okay, thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Wow. We're on fire.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is. It's beautiful.
Not that we missed the other ladies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right. Are we ready for our next caller? Moving right along? All right. Now they're jumping around. Area code 303, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Allison.
Hi, Allison. Do you have a question for us?
I just would like to maybe have some cards pulled for a life crisis that I'm under right now.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay. Allison, I was seeing Jesus and the angels gathering around you, and I was hearing the end of a difficult situation.
No time soon. Not until next year.
Okay, well, I'm getting, you know, you have to, you know, be open and just allow them to come in and help you. Okay, you have divine support. You're never alone. Okay. And I see a beautiful spiritual team around you. And they're saying, Allison, you know, we are with you. And we will help you through whatever it is that you need help with. Do not be afraid.
Not afraid.
You can talk to the angels and your divine team the way you're talking to us. You can think in your head. You can write it down, whatever way that you feel more comfortable with. But they're there, and you can communicate with them 24/7. You can ask them to help you with, you know, a certain thing that you feel like you can't do on your own. And, you know, wake up, and you'll have some answers to what you've been, you know, wondering about. They'll give you the clarity that you're needing. And sometimes, you know, they give us these little hints, and you may watch a show. There may be like a website of, you know, a blog talk show like you're on this evening, okay? So the angels, they always have solutions, and they do have, you know, ways to help us resolve issues that we're having. You've got to trust. And instead of, you know, worrying, put everything in the form of prayer and release it to the angels. Okay, and they're saying, you know, we're waiting to talk to you. So maybe, you know, when you get off the call, you could sit there and you could have a conversation, because they're there and they are always listening. But they don't act unless we call upon them and invite them in, hon, okay? That's what I have. I'm praying for you.
And I hope that we give you a little bit of, you know, a little bit of guidance and a little bit of comfort this evening, Allison, okay?
Okay.
Ladies?
Yes, Allison, this is Mary. The first card that I pulled for you is from Kuan Yin Deck. It's self-liberation, it says. Nothing you could do would cause me to turn away from you. Liberate yourself from judgment. When you choose to believe you are worthy, you empower my grace in your life. So believe that you are worthy of whatever it is that you are going through, whatever it is that you are releasing, believe it. And she's there to help you. Mother Mary is there to help you. And, you know, just liberate yourself from any judgment. And then I pulled postcards from Spirit for you, and like 15 cards came out, and I just put them back because I can't read 15 cards. So, and then these two fell out because I said, just give me something that I could read, like two or three, not 15. So these two came out, and I'm going to read them for you. It says, dearest you, everything is in divine order. Even in chaos, there is order. And we're always in awe of this. For you, though, on your human journey, things can get disorganized in your mind and physical reality. You need to get rid of the clutter, whether it be too many stories in your mind, too many what-ifs or fearful thoughts of the past or future. Instead, focus on the now, the present. Empty your mind, clean your house, and throw away any object that tells you an uncomfortable story. Discern what you have sought, purge, clear, and organize. We want you to have a space to fill with something better. Spirit loves a vacuum as it gives space for brilliant new energy. Let go of what is not serving you and give order to what remains. See them and know their value. Your soul needs organization in order to keep your connection to us and to Spirit free of distraction. You are so adored by so many. We hope you really know that. And in the back of the card, it says, you are loved. And then the second card says, dear wonderful you, intimacy is scary sometimes. It means you have to let someone else get to know the real you, not the perfect, flawless mask you wear for others. No, it's time to reveal the cool one, the passionate one, the imperfect one that is totally you without artifice or walls. Yes, you will be exposed and vulnerable for a time, but it will be so worth it. This is the only way you will know true closeness with others, and you will also be close to Spirit and to us. There is amazing freedom that comes when you let go and just be yourself with another or a group. Release from the invisible bindings that keep you from intimacy is truly empowering. So may we support you wholeheartedly in this choice. You will know yourself better, and we hope to learn to love yourself as much as we do. Life is about who we are with others, so share it. You will be so glad you did. Loving you so, so, so much. And it says, live your dreams in the back of the card. And Allison, I hope this has helped you. And I'm going to give you over to Liz to see what she's got for you. Thank you for calling, Allison. Hello?
Hi. Hello? Hi, Allison. It's Liz. I have the next card. Well, I had a bunch drop out for you as well. From the Starseed Oracle. And the first card is cracked open, rock bottom, surrender to the alchemy of life. So it's telling you, you know, in this situation, it's just turn it over to your angels, just like DC said. You know, in the movies, you know, when the character drops to their knees and goes, God, please help me, that's when the miracle comes, right? That's surrender. And that's what we need to do. And the sooner we do it, the sooner we get help. So it's a powerful thing. We have no control over any situation. So the best thing to do is just to turn it over to our angels, turn it over to our guides, ask them to point us in the right direction and show us the signs. The next card I got for you is Deep Cellular Healing. And it says Arcturus Energy, Physical and Emotional Healing. Are you familiar with the Arcturians, Allison?
The who?
Arcturians?
Well,
they were
never,
a black... Okay.
I don't
well,
know specifically that word.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what they did. the Arcturians are a galactic group of beings who have mastered deep cellular and emotional healing. They want you to know that it's possible to feel vibrant in your body and well in your skin, to have your cells return to effervescence and vitality, to find calmness and contentedness, to have a soothed nervous system and a tranquil heart. So there's an exercise to do right now, Allison, and that's for you to put your hands right on your heart, right in the center of your chest, and take a big, deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. And take another deep breath in and let it out. And you're going to take one more deep breath in and out, and then you're going to repeat after me. I take back my vitality and energy.
I'm not going to do that online. No, I'm not.
Okay. I take back my vitality and energy. Okay, I will read
it
and you can go back and
just
listen to
it. Right.
Yep. I take back my vitality and energy and feel more and more healthy each and every day. My body knows how to heal. My body knows how to heal. So they're a very, very powerful group of beings. You know, all of us ladies follow Louise Hay. She believed deeply that you can heal your life through mantras. You can repair your body with your mind.
Not all
We're
things
very,
can
very
be repaired.
In that way.
Not all things. I know her well. Not all things can be repaired by affirmations. Have you ever tried that? Have you ever had a broken bone? Have you ever had a broken bone?
Yeah.
A broken bone. Did you try to stay home and heal it by telling your bone to return to normal, or did you go to the doctor?
Well, I was a child, so I went to the doctor, and it was cast, you know, put in a cast.
Yeah. So if you were an adult and the same thing happened, if you broke a bone when you were skiing or something, let's just put an example because it happens a lot. Would you go home and would you limp home and sit in your room and say heal, 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 affirmation, heal, heal, or would you go to a doctor? If you had a broken bone, if your collarbone were broken, the point being, as much as I understand Louise Hay's philosophies, and yes, I've read the books and more, it's not always practical, and even she says that in the book, by the way.
Right.
I believe that she even, now that I think about it, I think she even mentions a broken bone, but I'm not, like an arm bone or something like that. It's been a while since I've read that book. So what I'm trying to do is illuminate the difference between the power of affirmations and the need for physical treatment by a doctor or a surgeon.
Right.
And
absolutely. Well, we never would give
I'm
you
being
medical
fair.
Advice.
No, I know, and I certainly wouldn't go to an online reader for that. But
Allison,
this
is DC. I just like to say, too, there are some instances where a person goes to a doctor and they have a condition that was, you know, notated and they had tests to say, well, you know, this is the condition you have. And then all of a sudden, you know, the condition is no longer there. And the only thing they could, you know, attribute it to is miracles.
I agree, but we're not talking about that. I'm talking about affirmations alone don't fix all medical issues.
And we never said they did, hon. And I'm getting for you, yourself, you've had a little bit of, you know,
bringing up
of your feeling within, and you've had this in several lifetimes. Okay? And, you know, Jesus is here, Mother Mary is here, and they want to help you because at times you have a, it's a hard time struggling with the idea of mind over matter.
Not really.
Okay, and I'm getting learning to control your fear.
It's actually not.
Well, that's what the angels are saying, hon. And they're here to help you to really, you know, to let go of the fear that you're holding on to because there is an inner fear. Okay, and I'm also getting, you know, it's time to release these little feelings as well because they keep coming up and they can cause actual pain in the body. Okay, so when we release, we forgive, it's very purifying, it's very detoxifying, and it helps us to go forward in a whole new way. So I am getting from like the angels that you're holding on to things that if you're willing to release and let go, you know, all of these emotional feelings that are within, you know, you're going to see things in a different way as well.
Thanks for your time, ladies. Hopefully there's time for another caller.
You're Take welcome. Care, Allison. God bless.
Good Always evening. Do. Always do.
Well,
okay, now that we're gone, we're finished. Oh, we send her lots of love and light and healing.
Yeah.
I wanted to say my story, but I'm sure I wasn't sure if she would listen. But as you guys know, I had a herniated disc, and I was bedridden for almost 8 weeks. You guys know that. And the only thing that helped me, although they wanted to do surgery, was releasing with DC. She helped me release and affirmations and, you know, holistic health. Looking for holistic ways other than, you know, looking for someone to, a surgeon to cut me open, you know, basically. So, you know, it's again, there's a lot of releasing that we're not aware of, you know, from past lifetimes that we bring into this lifetime and or from our childhood that we thought we released, but we didn't. So, you know, like I healed with the help of CC, you know, just helping me through that. And, you know, it was 8 weeks. It wasn't an easy 8 weeks, but, you know, I came back and I didn't need surgery after that. I went to a acupuncturist as recommended by DC. And a lot of my friends had mentioned that as well, that was, you know, the holistic way to go. And, you know, here I am, you know, well, thank God. Thank the Lord, and also trusting, right, that God had a plan for me to speak on this story that, you know, releasing is a big thing. It's like we think we've released things from the past, but they're still stagnant there. It needs to be moved. And until we say things like, I release such and such, what it is that we need to release, it's going to stay there, and it's going to cause diseases, right? The way Louise Hayes says it is diseases, right? It's not a disease. Yeah. It's diseases, you know? So, I mean, I wanted to explain to her, but I don't think, you know, she'd be willing to listen.
Not
but
ready
I,
yet.
I mean, that's,
no.
Yeah, no. And you
I
have
don't
to
think
be
she...
ready, right? We're, yeah, exactly.
No, the thing is that our shows are archived. She can go back and listen when she's ready. Because,
right.
like you
yep.
said, there's dis-ease in the body, and it turns into disease.
Yep,
right.
exactly.
And
yep.
I think she heard the card or misunderstood because it said deep cellular healing.
So, you know, we bring
right.
things over from past lifetimes, too, as well
yes.
as energetic
yes.
cords from other people.
And that
you
is
know,
right.
someone
true.
Is sending
you know,
bad energy
you,
our way.
Says you could not have given a better card. And I want to ask you
mm-hmm.
to hold on to that card if you can and put it in the sacred embers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
Because
yes.
cellular memory,
yes.
it's all of your memories, they go within your cells. And you hold
mm-hmm.
on to that, and you've got to, you know, you've got to release it.
Yeah,
yes.
it's a terrible,
hold on,
you know.
You know, hold on to that stuff, and you end up getting some kind of really bad disease, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it manifests.
If you're willing
all
to release it and,
thing,
and
yeah.
forgiveness involved, you know, it's life-changing. It's truly life-changing. But I don't think, as you said, I don't think she, you know, she mistook what you were saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
The energy
I
while you were reading the card was magnificent. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I agree.
I will post it.
Those are beautiful cards.
Yeah, that was absolutely
it's
amazing. I love
it.
And I was looking,
card.
I saw something say that once you believe, the signs are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's it.
You know.
All right. Are we ready?
And once you're ready, the teacher
like
will
appear. Our last caller later.
Yes.
Yep.
Of course.
And are you going to grab the other numbers, Mary?
Oh, I will so once like, you pick up that caller. Yep.
Okay. All right. Area code 614, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Area code 614.
Oh. Okay.
So, maybe. All right. Well, we'll put them on hold. Come back. I guess they're playing video games or something.
Conversation,
right.
Baby.
We'll try this next one.
Okay.
Area code
5.
You're on the line with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Can we have your first name?
Michelle.
Oh.
Hey. I had a question. I'm curious. I think I've asked y'all before, and my daughter's pregnant, and now she's dilated at 1 centimeter, and she's only 10% effaced. And I just wonder, when do you see her having the baby?
Okay. I'm sorry.
I didn't get your first name.
Oh, Michelle.
Michelle,
okay.
Are you on speaker,
hon? Yes,
ma'am.
Can you turn the speaker off? Because we're getting like a...
Okay.
An echo in the background.
Okay. She's right here listening. So. All right, can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. I got it right here, so we had you on speaker so we could hear.
Okay, well, Michelle, I'm gonna let the other ladies answer because this is me. I connected with you on Monday on Barbara's show, and I saw the number 9. And Barbara and I went into detail of what we had gotten, so I'm going to turn it over to the ladies.
Okay. Yeah, we're a little bit closer. We're just trying to figure out when is she going to have it. She's, like, so ready. Like, when do you see her having it? She's sitting right here with me. I don't know if
okay.
you talked to her.
Well,
maybe
good luck
you get
to
get
her.
A
like
better
said,
feeling.
I got number 9 when you were talking. I saw a big number 9, so that was on Monday. So that's 2 days. That 2 days have gone by, so maybe 7 more days. Ladies?
I don't know, DC. I heard divine timing, and then once you mentioned number 9, I had also seen a number 9. I wrote 09 really thick when Michelle called in. So again, number 9. And it's 8:59. And Michelle, your last number, you know what it is, right? I'm not going to say it on air, but...
The what now?
Your last three numbers are 8:59. It's 8:59 right now and 9:58. Your last three.
nine again. I'm getting nine. I don't know what Liz will get.
But I don't understand what you're saying about the last number.
I'm just referring to the number nine.
Phone number.
Oh. 850.
0958.
Yeah.
And it's well, nine
maybe
now.
Maybe that's why
wow.
you're picking up a nine. Huh?
It's a nine. It's 9 o'clock right now. I don't know.
Are you feeling any contractions? She's right here.
That's so funny.
She's like, that's so funny.
It is 9 o'clock.
She's like, it is 9 o'clock, but she's
And it's
the 19th. I thought for sure it'd be the 19th being a nine, you know, but nothing.
Maybe it's the 29th.
Well, this is...
Do what?
How about you, Liz? What do you get?
I was going to say, this is Liz, and I pulled a card from the Oracle deck, and it's number 37, the Oracle's Gift. And it's a cup of tea with, like, a little pyramid coming out of it. And it's supposed to be a mystery. They're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you right on because they would take all the life out of it.
Well, we got a baby shower coming up on the 23rd, and that's this Sunday. And I'm like, I hope she either has it before or after the baby shower. Do you see her having it before the baby shower, before Sunday, or after?
I think she's going to be just fine whenever she comes.
Do any of y'all
not
feel
to
if
worry.
She'll have it? Huh?
I said not to worry.
I heard divine timing, but I also, when you asked that question, I think it's after the baby shower.
After the baby shower. Oh, that'll be a relief.
Yeah.
I've been working
sometimes
so hard
get false
on the baby
alarms,
shower.
You know?
Yeah, she has had some.
I know my
alarms.
Daughter did so many times. I was in the hospital with her so many times.
Me too. I'm up here now, you know, because she's had contractions, you know, and I was like, I might as well just do the baby shower up here, you know.
Well, Michelle, you're going to have to give us a call now when the baby's born, okay? And confirm confirm everything as well. The baby shower went well. The baby's great. Mom's great.
I will. I'll let you guys know.
God bless you guys.
All right, you too, honey.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good night, Michelle.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's funny.
That's,
you know,
so
sometimes
exciting.
Spirit is going to give you all the answers. You know, they want you to. We still have to have surprises in life.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely. Definitely have.
I kept hearing the first thing I heard was divine timing.
Even us, we don't know everything that's going to happen to us in life.
We
know,
and I keep seeing nine. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
nines are all over the place.
After you said that, DC, I saw nine everywhere. Yep.
I know.
I'm like, there's a nine here. There's a nine in her number. And I actually made it in bold, the nine.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I was looking because the card was 37, and I'm like, well, this didn't line up. And I was like, 3 plus 7
no,
is 10.
That's 10.
I was like, oh, I'm like nine. And I'm like, but nine goes to 10. So maybe they're going to be stuck on this nine, and then all of a sudden it's going to happen, you know, on the ten.
Yeah.
On the 10, which would be what? The 1st of the month? November 1st?
Well, or it could be the 20th, you know. That's why I was like, I'm like, this is, but I don't know. I wasn't feeling really it was about the number. I really felt it was more about the, you know, it's supposed to be a mystery. Sometimes you can't have all the answers.
No, yeah.
But, so, that's how spirit is, you know?
Yeah.
They can't give it all away.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Yeah, well, it has been a fabulous show.
It really has.
Yes,
but thank you both.
Well,
really
thank
beautiful.
You to all the callers, even the 614 number that didn't hear us that we picked up. But I recorded their number, so if they're listening, if call next week and we'll pick you up first. We did pick you up, but you were preoccupied.
Yeah.
You didn't hear us. So next week. They were having conversations with the angels, I guess. Or with someone else.
Jeff.
All right, ladies.
Oh, my God.
It was fantastic. I can't wait for next week.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
We should all be back together next week also. So hopefully.
Yeah. Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be wonderful.
Well, thank you, ladies. Love you all. And thank you for everyone on the show and all the callers. God bless everyone.
Absolutely. God bless. Have a good night.
Have a great week, everyone. Good night now.
Okay, bye. Good night.